What's up, people?
I'm back with CC. By the way, more people want to be consistent. Olu, let me tell you what's happening now. Olumide is consistent. Have you ever seen any Olumide that is consistent? No, our diverse gun, we do so many things. But needless to say, welcome back to my podcast. Olumide is a good podcast. And I only said that little intro to tell you, like, Mutini, you know, for writers, yeah, there's something called creative block. But let me only say creative block. Cement lele o gidi gan o strong be weary. So if you have ideas for me, there's a link in the description. Send voice message or anything you want me to say or you want me to do, or maybe you want to find like, oh, I love your podcast. Just send, you know, all those kind of encouraging voice message thing, you can send it at, you get me. So needless to say, you already know how we do it here. Olumide is a good podcast, but today is diverse, no music thing, no lifestyle thing. This nigga, see, I'm telling you, when I've blown now, for you people that don't want to hear me today, for see, let me drop quotes. All of them are where they hear me today, when I go hear me tomorrow. I just could do late in him by here. All of them are where no one listen. Multi blow, nigga sending me DM. I know that sounds gay. Pause. But you get me, yeah? So I got big man like T right here. I'm Famson Skepta. I can do shoemaker for Skepta if you are listening to this. I'm not useful in this stupid country. I mean, to my shine shoe friend. No, don't let us go into that part of the discussion. But by the way, I have someone who is an expert at shooting his shots, both on and off camera, if you understand what I mean. It's already why they smile? She won't walk by on you. If you see this nigga smile and you're a lady, back way, 40 BTC. I don't cap on my podcast, by the way, just for you people to know. So, introduction it long. Kekini akponle ti motule fiti. No more akponle. Akponle lo jeki ekpe. Ikorodu trenches. Ikorodu is not trenches. Ikorodu is slum. Akponle o kokoda kudaju. So, I have man like T, man like Tunji. How you feeling to be on my podcast today?
I'm feeling good. Thank you.
Talk to the mic.
I'm feeling good. How about you?
Yeah, me. Thematic be mic. I need to feel good. Pause. All of now they hear. Just they put pause. Everything said is off the dome. It's not intentional. I beg.
Are you sure?
I'm not gay. What the fuck? Pause. You see what I'm saying? Niggas be tackling me left hand. Now why they get creative block? I know they deal with my own issues alone. I didn't deal with Araye issues.
How would you say you're feeling good on the mic? Like, No. Like, what do you mean by you're feeling good on the mic?
Mobad toko, I'm feeling good. Parara, or break. Can you tell me by feeling good?
Maybe if it is superior, I don't know. Maybe you just feel themselves.
Yeah, they feel that good when Mobad they feel. Pause still, if you understand what I mean. Pause still. No, but pause still. Ori, I won't come. Bye bye. So today we are talking about cameras, lenses, photography and all. My man Tunji right here is an expert at what he does. He's a photographer. He can take both and, you know, those type of pictures. And boya wedding new, boya birthday new, boya burial. Imagine your ups dying now and you want to celebrate that up. Who is better? Who do you want to call rather than Olatunji Gewa photography? Like, think about it. An up that has been, you know, terrorizing and doing all sort of shady things to your life. Then that up suddenly dies. Konshepe walokpa o. The us just suddenly dies, pay on a natural one or two things. You call to need to take to cover the event for you. Photography thing, Tobatini Bini Shanyo. We don't do free work around here. You understand what I mean? What do you have to say about that? If someone ups die now, we should be very glad to cover the event. To put the event to light, too.
Of course, now I'll be glad to cover the event now. You know, that's what I know to do very well.
Have you covered any of your ops events before? Yes or no? It's a polar question. We don't need to go into the details. No. Have you covered any of your ops events?
No.
Why?
Why would I want to do that?
But you'll be happy to cover another person's op. Is that not available? Carrying someone suffering on your head, like.
I know now, you know, it's when the person is paying his business now. For the bag.
See, anything for the bag, bro.
Love for the bag, you know.
Love for the bag. Anything we do is for the bag, yeah. Fuck the culture. Strictly for the bag. So, I'll be asking questions relating to photography. P.S. I know P.S. is only used when writing. P.S.A. Public Service Announcement. I don't know anything relating to camera, to photography. The only thing I know is iPhone camera is better than Android. That's the only thing I know that I
back up. So are you saying Samsung camera don't come close to iPhone or what?
It's Samsung, look, cool down.
I've seen the difference in real life. You're not using Samsung flagship phone now, so you know. And that is a Samsung flagship phone.
Flagship phone.
Like. Yeah, they are flagship.
Who do you want to die? Any iPhone that I pick now, is another flagship phone.
That's calm down now. You know, Samsung, they have their Galaxy series and they have their Note series. Those ones are the ones that are the high-end products. But you see, others, maybe your J5, your J4.
Look, I'm using the A series.
Sorry,
too many segues, but we won't get, you get me. But continue. Okay, your argument.
Those are MJ, all those other series. But if you don't use the Galaxy or a Note series, just know that you're not using Samsung high-end product.
So your argument is Samsung flagship phones like the Fold, Galaxy,
those ones
have better cameras.
Of course.
Compared to iPhone.
Trust me. Those ones then see.
That stuff still, you get me?
No, a bit sticky one. Bro, I use Samsung. I used to use Samsung.
Samsung shit. You see what I'm saying? If you're a lady, slide into this boy's DM before it gets taken.
So you saw my post yesterday.
Mori. Now let's, before we go right into photography or what, this boy is using Samsung Galaxy Z Fold. That one to flat me.
I don't use that now. I use an iPhone.
We know now, like, you know, Samsung is side B, iPhone is the main thing, but that's a discussion for another day. Slide into his DM, he's chronically single. Are you ready to mingle?
Actually, if I find wait, am I ready to talk about my love life? Or
are you ready to mingle? Now, question, yes or no? Pull out question. Why are you so defensive?
Yes.
So what's Nadi? Why am I talking about your love life? I don't understand.
No, that question came like, you know.
Do you know what they call me on? Olumide is a goat, but that goat is not a roller.
Eronko,
but greatest of all time still. Is a play on both words. You can't understand.
I know.
Intuitive things. So before we even start, let's see how much you know your profession. Do you listen to Olamide? Olamide.
Badu.
Yes.
Of course now.
Okay. You know this album called Street OT?
Yes now.
Okay. I'm asking complete the lyric is from one of the songs on the album. If I said the song, then you might easily know it.
Okay.
I won't try to sing it. I'll try to make it worse. I don't want to know how much you know your profession. The lyric goes thus. Koseni tole yawao. Tobati ema yawao.
Ah, I need that song, but I've forgotten that lyrics.
Yes, disgrace on your profession. Photo normal, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Play on both words.
Yeah.
Imagine me doing your job for you. Still, you can cover your ops event. This is what I'm trying to say. You don't need someone so, you know.
Wait, why are you particular about ups?
You don't need someone so quote unquote articulate, so demand. You just need a freelance kind of nigga who does not care. Anything you tell the nigga, he will do for you. Freelance thing. See, to back me, mole cover up. She be kinti low Samsung camera, kinti snap coffin here. Abi, what else you? I'll frame the coffin for you. not free of charge though. But. Pause. People don't really look at me like say I'm mad now. Pause. So you are telling me if someone brings his or her ops coffin photo for you to frame, you deny?
Why would I deny?
No,
as long as you know, you're going to pay. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck the culture. Because on a regular thing, why would you want to frame your ops coffin? It sounds so absurd.
Maybe you don't know what to do with your money. I feel that, okay, too much money. Chill. Have you seen Squid Game?
No, not yet.
Oh, last man.
Okay. So in Squid Game, people do frame their ops photo.
No, not that. Like, you know. No, don't let me give you a spoiler.
I've seen enough spoilers on Twitter.
People that will listen to this podcast now.
Let me just tell you what Tunji. See, this part of Tunji's, like I was saying, his portfolio. It can cover your ops events, 40 PTC, single and ready to mingle. Now he's trying to tell you he has Netflix, so you can come to his place and chill.
We can chill.
You see, Kniton Sonny, it was Squid Game, broke. You niggas are fucking broke. Chill. Have you watched Squid Game? Any on Netflix now? What year now? I don't do 720p quality. People can vouch for that. Net Niger quality is bad.
Okay.
But Net Niger, if you want to sponsor my podcast, I'm very good. This is not your screws. But like I'm saying, come to this place and chill. You see, oh, you are broke. What are you doing with your life? Living in a fucked up country. Go to Tunji's place. From the photography session to the photo, normal. I don't need to elaborate. So the first question for today is,
okay,
what motivated you to pick an interest in photography?
Okay, so photography for me, I just like the idea of taking pictures of people, you know, taking candid, unaware pictures of people. Like, you know, wow. You shot this, like, you know, when you see your picture, like, ah, so you took a picture of me, wow, I like it, it's nice, can I get a picture? So yeah, from then I was like, you know, let me up my game from using phone, you know, let me step up my game. And yeah, I went online, I made research, like, okay, what do you need to become a photographer? And obviously you need to get a camera. So yeah, I just like taking pictures right from time. I'm always curious, like, you know, when I see a wonderful frame, like, you know, like, I don't mean like frame in your house, like, you know, a picture, because you call it frame, like, yeah, okay, the posture, okay, you know. I'm always curious to know, how did they come about this pose, like the angles, you know. So yeah, since then I've not looked back.
You see, this part of what I'm saying, a man starts shooting his shot, we look at your frame, tobani characteristics, yeah. Sorry for you.
Like your poise, you know.
You create one son, to many poise, to many frame. Do not
chill,
come.
Chill now. You know.
Am I lying? It's about the poise and the frame. And what else?
The angles.
But jokes aside, yeah. Man's a genius. I've seen some of his works, so I can vouch for it to an extent. Sony or Nikon? Let's start with that. There's even a Nikon camera here.
Sony. See, this is Sony. Nikon or Nikon or Canon. Then there is
Sony, not the maker of the Canon brand.
No. Canon is a brand on its own.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, but you know, you asked a question now. See, let me just tell like a story. See, for
first of all, before the story, I know you are trying to JJ or culture me. Sony or Nikon?
Sony, no okay. Brainer. Any photographer will pick Sony over any other camera.
I might see some people they post Nikon.
They will post what? Let me tell you.
Is Nikon cheaper? Before you start your story, which is cheaper?
It depends.
Nikon. Okay, your story, maybe I understand. Okay,
see, this is how it is now. In terms of photography, cameras, yeah. Sony is like Tesla. Okay, so Sony is like Tesla.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you see, Canon, Nikon, the rest. That's like using Mercedes-Benz, Toyota. So now, Canon is like the Mercedes-Benz, the German cars. Okay. Why Nikon is like the Toyota? Well, you know, come on, don't do that. You know, Toyota, they have good product now.
Sure.
Like that, the Lexus.
Sure.
Yeah, those ones. So yeah, so it depends on your budget. If you're on the budget and you want to get your money's worth, you go for Nikon. But if you want to claim class, big boy,
go for Canon.
And that Canon, now what you buy for, if you have $400 to buy a camera, what you get for $400 on a Nikon, it will cost you like $600 or $650 on a Canon. So Canon is more like, you know, above.
So in layman's term, because I feel most people listening to this thing are the youth. Mm-hmm. Canon is like the Yahoo boy of camera.
Yeah,
why Sony is the Dangote, like,
yeah. Everybody wants a Sony camera, but because we know, bro, you cannot, if you buy Sony, you cannot maintain a Sony, because you have to get one level in your field. But don't get me wrong, go Nikon, I mean Nikon, whichever one you call it, and Canon, they make high-end cameras too. But you know, like I said, now to
quality.
Buy that Sony, now Sony, they don't do, you know what I'm doing for this particular your budget. No, they have a particular standard. So if you want a Sony, just know that you have to break the bank. Any Sony you buy. If you buy a Sony today, if the graphers, we have to see the Sony. We are going to pull our cap for you, that boss. Because we all know. So everybody wants a Sony, but we know we cannot afford the Sony yet. We have to work our way with the Canon, Nikon, you know, Kodak, the likes.
Okay, okay. I think that's a nice segue too. Which photographer do you consider a role model? Oh, free your call. The passion just came on top.
Okay, my role model. What you see? The person now, I made me start doing photography now. I don't know if he does photography anymore. So, without calling my role model, okay.
Oh, the person is not a public figure.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't know. Everyone should know Los Giddy now. Los Giddy.
Los Giddy. Yeah. I've heard of him.
Yeah, Los Giddy. Yeah. So, growing up, when I started photography, I used to follow him on Twitter, and he inspired me. But it was not the one that I would say that made him pick up a camera. But I would say, okay, it played a big factor in it because I liked his work. But it was not. It was like my online role model.
True. Anyway, but I can relate. Kind of, it's like podcasting. This one I just saw podcast. And I'm like, this guy podcast makes sense, but the way they know can they do podcasting?
No, but Los Giddy still do photography.
No, but the ones that now actually made me, they are still podcasters. So
the
Nigerian.
The one that made me like photography. Yeah. Funny story. He learned from Los Giddy, and I did not know that he learned from Los Giddy.
Wow. Los Giddy is good then. And the next question is, okay, this is a cheeky question, kind of. No. Cheeky question is for later. Then let me ask the serious question. Which is more stressful, like when, unquote, is it shooting the photos or editing it? Or looking for locations to shoot the photo?
Okay, honestly, it depends. See, all of them could be stressful. It depends on what you are doing. If you are doing a wedding, taking the pictures on that day will be the stressful part, because to edit wedding pictures, it's not difficult. Yeah. So, but if you want to take portraits, now that's when the editing part comes to play, because you have to retouch, fix all the blemishes, contours on the person's face. But to shoot portraits is something that is in between. You already know, because you've been doing it for a while, and you know what to do, how to do it better, how to do it faster for portraits. Yeah. And that's just, it depends. But for me personally, I would say I don't find my edits process difficult. I would say when I shoot, that's when I find it difficult, because you are stressing me. I'm getting up and I'm bending down, doing all sort of stuff just to make the pictures come out good for you. Yeah, that'll be all, I guess, for now.
Okay, so you've edited, so there's levels to this thing. You people are just lazy. Editing is not hard. Words of Tunji Giwa, editing is chicken thing. This is what I do in this world. This is what I do. I've been doing it for a long time. It's like telling whiskey to say, I go day, or is it for me? Or am I lying?
No, why? You're not lying now. Are you whining me? See, I go day. Okay, before we go, I can't sing for shit. Yes, now. For me, it comes natural to me because, I know what I want to do. Before I take pictures, I already know how I want the edits to look like. So that's just it. Like, you work with your lights. You said like, okay, no. So, you see my raw images I shoot, they look good already. I didn't do much to them. They look good. See, because when you have an idea, I work with lights. I know how to position lights. So I just arrange my lights to look a particular way. So once I photograph my images, they come out at least 75% to 80% done. So I just fix few stuff. So yeah, that's why for me I find my it's easy.
So if you are going for a trip now, let's say all these photographs are like from like the tour mother and Ajala travel over the world, but that is story for another day. That's my new word now, story for another day. It's no more things. I know people listening to my podcast be like, Olumide does not know how to pronounce things. I'd be, how did they pronounce that word? Jesus Christ. That's story for another day. GNS will come in English. Oh, she not coming, but that's story for another day. Like I keep saying, when going on a trip, what must you pack? Like, what are your essentials? This is the GQ session of my podcast now. If you are familiar with GQ, there's something called GQ 10 Essentials, where they call celebrities to their show, and they quote-unquote unpack their luggage and start saying, oh, this weed is essential, this crusher is essential, this Igbo is essential, this hookup change is essential, that kind of lifestyle. So if you are going like to shoot, let's say, a considerable far distance from home, if the bad means considered considerable, what will you consider an essential?
Okay, so obviously my camera, no brainer. Do I need to call battery, flash, all these ones? Because okay, you know what, I pack my camera and the other accessories here, flash, because may get dark and I might need lights. So yeah, my camera, my flash, can easily pack them, and with that can get creative. Even if I'll not get enough light as I would have wanted with my with my strobe lights and my softbox. But if I have my camera, my external flash for the camera, I think with that, I'm good to go, because we all bought softbox, strobe light, studio flash. We all started with the external flash.
Move to the cameras are, so I said, essentials, external flash. So, in terms of location, which one is preferable to you? Studios or outdoors? Just one word answer, studio or outdoors?
This is difficult.
Okay,
studio.
Why studio?
Because in a studio environment, I control the light, everything. But when you're outdoor, one, the wind, two, the sun could be too harsh on your skin. That's going to give me work to do, you know. I have to diffuse the sunlight. But when I'm in the studio, I control all the lights I want.
Preferably studio, and I had to diffuse some chemistry things. This is why you need to go to school, kids. Look at you listening now, you don't know the meaning of diffusion, but you get me. I don't know it either. I don't know biology. Don't come ask me meaning of diffusion. I fail. We fail awfully. What's the next question I have here? There are not much again. This one is actually important. Do you actually have to edit all the photos you take during the session, be it at an event or studio? Do you have to edit everything before deciding which one to send to your client?
No. I don't need a good photograph.
So, as in terms of editing anyway, is it compulsory for you to know motion graphics? Not just editing photo. Let's say you just want to make the photo do some baby kiss way movement. Not too much. Is it important that a photographer knows those things?
Two ways to achieve that. So, I don't know. Me personally, I could achieve that with my camera itself. And maybe if I decide after photographing my images that, okay, you know what, I think this thing will need motion to make it look better. Make it come out well, then I work with the system. But yeah, you need to know it, because you don't know when you might need it.
See, another quote: you need to know it, you don't know when you might need it. Tell me if Malcolm X in his life drop quotes like this. Too many quotes. You don't need to start paying me for this thing. I'm not meant to be doing this thing for free, but no, you have coconut edge, you not send it to your Dangote uncles. He's the one you are. I'm not abusing another person. I'm not joke. I don't call anybody. I'm not big. No, I don't call for me. That's some GQ cover. I know a good photography when I see one. So a photographer actually asked me to ask this: prime lens or zoom lens? I don't know what that is, but prime lens or zoom?
Prime, fucking prime lens, 50mm, 35mm. Use a prime lens. Nothing is as good as a prime lens for me. I love my 50mm, 35mm. Those two lenses will be the death of me. Prime lens over zoom lens for me. Prime lens all the way. Oh, one more thing. Make sure it is a low aperture. Maybe like, you know, 1.8, 1.4 for the prime lens. Because you still get the same amount of, you know, depth of field the zoom will give you. If you want, because most people use the zoom for depth of field. But with your prime lens, you can still achieve it. You know, just go for a lower aperture number. Yeah, like, you know, 1.4. This one will give you that sweet bouquet that you want.
See, at this point, just be Muhammad Ali. Stick to your plan. Quote for another day. So this one is actually, I'm interested in this question. What are your clients' pet things that your clients do that just fucking irritate you? Like, out of like, what the heck is this? Like, killing bubble rubbish. And I want to assume that one comes. More in a studio setting instead of events. Like, what do clients do that just X the heck out of it?
The first one is that they waste too much time, because I don't have I planned that I want to just 1 hour with you, yeah, but no, I'm using more than 1 hour. Why would you be like, you know, first of all, they come late? Because I have other things, I have other commitments, you know, you can just keep me waiting. I don't want to sound rude or anything, but you know, it's both ways. If I show up to the studio early for your section, you two should be there early. So yeah, that's one. Number two, when I'm done with the whole session and you're like, you're bagging that, okay, you know, this is the amount of pictures I'm going to give you, and you'll be like, can I get extra? Fine, I won't tell you no, but come on. come on. I won't tell you no, but then you're not overdoing, you're not asking for more than 1, 2, 3. And you know how much I charge you for? Come on, why? No, don't do that. Fine, see, you can push by asking for just one. But anything after two, come on, that's, see, your quantito, meji, ni ashedu. And when you ask me to give you all the raw images, when I'm, and sometimes, you know, what pisses me off the most is when you guys don't know good photograph, always let us pick for you guys. I bet you, see, most of the pictures that people upload on their birthday, if you check it, maybe for whatever, maybe for portrait shoots, if you check the photographer's page, you will see better ones, because most of these people, they don't know the right pictures to pick. They just pick, maybe they think they're taking with their phone. No. Why do you now come to meet us for a professional picture in a studio when you end up picking the one that you be doing like this? Oh shit, they can't see me, bro. Only they can see me. Like, you know, no, now you keep it for a professional studio picture.
So, according to you, customers are not always right.
Don't choke well into my mind, please. Customers are always right, but they're not right to some extent.
Simple. It's just like English, to every rule, there's an exception.
Customers are always right, but no one but comes into play, everything. But it's true.
If you as a client, you're asking for raw images, what kind of fish? But she might like see raw, though, you know.
I'm just putting that out there for the sugar mommy who want to get, not me, only everyone is the go by. Man's on the everyone thing.
Everyone is the go to, but this is honest to anybody. This is I don't enter general market. Pick two, check up.
I was saying that I have this weird assumptions about people. All photographers, young photographers, let's say within their teenage age to like 25. Both young photographers, you know, watch anime. Because every them photographer I know that are young, within, let's say, 19 to 25, all of them watch anime. So just let me confirm, let me make sure my accusation is right at this point. Do all the young photographers, you know, watch anime?
Yeah. I'll use me for example. Yeah, I watch anime. Yeah, I do.
If you are interested in photography, start watching anime.
What the fuck? They're binding you. So, no. Don't mind this nigga. No, now. Don't let him push you to watch anime because, you know, it might not be your thing. Maybe you might like movies, you might like porn.
You know. You might like it. But like I'll say, if you are like me, maybe this is why I don't know photography or I'm not interested in it. People like me don't watch anime. For some weird, because why you go this sit down they watch, but this is not an anime slander episode.
What do you mean by that? Hey, why do people do? I don't know. Like, see, come, we need to break. No. See, I'm about to get PC now. I'm on my toes. See, why do people just believe that? Okay, when you watch, like, they don't stick of Naruto when you hear anime. What the fuck now? What the fuck? You see, as you can see, you're Elena. What the fuck do you mean by a Family Guy? There's anime and animation. Anime is Japanese manga, you know, manga that is, you know.
Anime per se. BoJack Horseman is one of the best animation out there. If you guys have not watched it, all of you that have watched Naruto without watching BoJack Horseman, no, you're calling Leban. But Naruto is the goat of anime.
Yes or no?
No. The anime world. Which anime will you consider goat, like greatest anime of all time? The Alchemist.
I don't know. We don't even call Alchemist animation anime because it has more American elements in it. Pure anime, real anime lovers, you know what I'm talking about. But then again, see, Naruto will just be like maybe the eye opener. So maybe that's the only reason why I would agree that it is the greatest of all time. But they are better anime. You know, Naruto is just more like maybe a good basic stuff and that will make you love the anime world. Let's put it that way. You know, to watch football, you have to watch Barca Madrid, Man City. That will make you get addicted to watching
football. No, I don't agree to that. If you want to watch football and you are looking for something interesting, watch Barcelona Celtics. You will see a lot of goals. You will fall in love with football. I'm telling you now, Barcelona Celtics, just Google. Anytime Barcelona Celtics play the same match on the same football pitch, bro, it's always massacre. Barcelona Celtic, bro. Do you want to watch a match that is 0-0? No. If you want to start something, you start with the sweet part or the dangerous part. That's where Barcelona Celtics come into play.
Now, the next question. If you had the choice, like full-time, you are going full-time in these choices I'm about to state, would you rather be a wedding photographer or a celebrity photographer?
I'll do wedding photography over celebrity photographer wedding, because I like to be... If you know, low-key, like, don't just recall what I do, but once you are a celebrity photographer, you'll be out there to everybody will know you. You don't have peace anymore. Oh, that's that guy that shot the video now. That's that guy that shoots with kids, you know. But when you are a wedding photographer, they be seeing your work, you know what I mean by they be seeing your work, you know. They be seeing your work, but they don't really know who shoots those wonderful images until they come to book you. So yeah, that's why I'm not the person. I like them to know my work, but they don't know my name. That's why when you see my images, you hardly see my watermark there, but they are there. But it's someone that follows me right from time. I know where I put the watermark. because they are always small, very, very tiny. You don't see them except you know where I put them.
Would you rather full time be a Yoruba wedding photographer or Igbo weddings? Or may not be like say I did discriminatory.
No shades on the
yeah, you know, you just the last option you kept is that what I'll pick. Yes, do you know why?
Come on, you should know already now.
That's all.
You know about the cows.
No,
you know, see, you know, if you did not put that option of the Awusa wedding, I'll go with my. I'm a Yoruba boy now, you know, Yoruba demon to the core. I'm really Yoruba, we know how to do party. Come on, you know how to do party. But you see, if you want weddings that elaborate, okay, now see. Anybody can come for me for what about so I don't care. A lot of people didn't have to do wedding. It's just they just started doing good weddings. Yeah, they just spend money. But you see Yoruba people, they spend money on event center, decoration, you know. So it doesn't make your work so simple that anything is yeah, like the ambience there. It's always wonderful that like, you know you yourself go. It gives you more inspiration that I cannot fuck up. I have to give them good pictures. Likewise the Awusa wedding. So Awusa and Yoruba, I give it to them. They always like they sit down to plan a wedding, and the wedding is always the talk of it. And when you see Awusa wedding, and Awusa people when you do wedding, and you know, any Awusa that is going to do wedding, they spend money. Awusa there is poor and there is rich, there is no middle class. When they do wedding, it's the rich that do wedding. So you know, I'm saying, anybody can come for me, I don't care.
Shame on the poor man. Oh man, Awusa don't chop chili today. No, now come for me, no, Roy. Send your message to the link in description. Voice message though. Don't send me DMs except you're a beautiful girl with big bunda and your father has like 7 figures in his account and your auntie is a very pleasurable nice sugar mommy and your sisters are very, you know, volatile. They like to mingle, so I won't be with you alone. You know, I have to keep options, you get me? Only one fish cannot be in the sea. That's, you get me? I don't need to explain too much. So if you are going for a shoot, do you have a go-to playlist or is just go with the flow?
I don't even listen to music when I'm working because people are calling you. You know, they are always like, you know, they want your attention, you get. So I don't have them. I always can satisfy my client because, you know, as they say, when people's business, I would tell them that, okay, what do you want to listen to that? You can play your music. That's what I do to make them more comfortable. Yeah.
You know, say you do about bye bye. So if one client comes to you that I have this mad idea to buy shoot photo on my mad gun. And you know the client has quote-unquote clout, like if he posts it on his page, let's say social media, it will gain a lot of likes, and if he tag you, your watermark, everything is there, but he's not trying to underpay you, would you still collect the job?
You know, sometimes not everything is money, and thank God that I'm not suffering. So don't put that way, I'm not desperate for the money. Photography for me is more like, you know, passion, love. So if I like your idea, and I feel that, okay, you know what, you keep to your word. The fact that, okay, it's more like a collaborative effort to put me out there. Not that I'm not out there already, but okay, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So as long as you're going to pay me, you're going to meet some particular things that, you know, logistics.
You are good. What's your final words for? Maybe you have fans now listening, or to someone that wants to use you as role model, because I know they cannot use me as role model. If you use me as role model, at your own, I won't say the word here.
Okay, so yes, I know for budding photographers, they know the stuff. You might feel you want to quit, you want to give up, but don't give up. Keep doing you. And don't allow peer pressure setting. Fine, your friends might be doing portrait wedding. Might not work for you. Find your particular niche and stick to it. Brand yourself. Your clients will come. People that understand what you do. And don't always undervalue yourself. Believe in your art. See, now, I'm going to end by saying, if they don't appreciate your art also don't appreciate them.
Word from Malcolm X, aka Olatunji's photography.